listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
We're working like heck.
Good afternoon and welcome. Another stellar edition of The Drive underway. Fox Sports Knoxville. I should have known when I came in the fan run studios and it smelled like Lysol. I smelled that and I just didn't say anything about it. I didn't make that connection, but apparently somebody, one of our fan run brethren, was ill. Not throwing anybody under the bus. Somebody was feeling a little bit under the weather and for some reason decided to come in studio today. And I didn't even think about it. And I'm sitting here eating and drinking like a fool, opening my mouth and inserting germs. And now I'm fully triggered. I don't know, man. I can't get sick right now. I got too much. Like, it's not even an option being ill right now. Can't do it. Don't have time. Way too much going on. I can get sick later. Like, it can happen. But, oh, my God, that's the last thing I need. So, a little bit on edge. Bear is, I don't know where Bear is. I don't know what he's doing. I've seen him earlier. He knows we're on the air. He left, like, as soon as the intro started playing. I don't know what he's doing. Brandon is here. Brandon, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good?
Good to be here.
Well, you're always here. It's just good for us to be back.
Yeah.
How was the show? Did the show sound pretty good yesterday, Jets Pizza?
Yeah.
We had a great turnout.
I wish I could have got out there and had a Jetsy.
They really enjoyed our visit, and thanks to all of you who came by yesterday, and congratulations to Doug, who won the Get on the Bus. He's on the bus to Charlotte. He was very excited about that. He's been to, like, all these remotes so far. So appreciate Doug for coming by, and I'm so glad he got on. Your next chance to gear up and get on the bus is a week from tomorrow. 1 week from tomorrow, next Thursday, the 23rd, and we will be live at Backyard Burgers in Farragut. Pretty excited about this. Not going to lie. Pretty darn excited. Backyard Burgers. Stop reading an email while you're on the air, Russell. Concentrate. Focus, buddy. You can do this. Backyard Burgers. Gear up and get on the bus Thursday, August 23rd, a week from tomorrow. The first 100 people that show up to register for the bus trip will get a certificate for a free burger on their next visit. So we're not giving away free burgers there. Like, you come have lunch with us, and we'll be there at 10 a.m. You can have lunch with John and Cody, or you can come and have dinner with The Drive, your choice. But the first 100 people will get a free certificate. So you buy a burger there, you pay for your meal next week, you're going to get a certificate for a free burger. So that's a pretty cool deal. We'll also be giving away $10 gift certificates each hour. And... they're going to be giving away coupons at the register after customers purchase their meal for a free fry on their next visit. And I do love the Backyard Burgers French fries, let me tell you, because they are the first people that actually had, well, the first time I ever had seasoned fries. Are you a big fan of the seasoned fries, Brandon?
Yeah, they're solid.
Love the seasoned fries. The first time I ever had, like, the seasoned fries were at Backyard Burgers. And I've been going there since they – let me tell you, I've known the family who owns the Broyles family, the local Backyard Burgers franchisees since I was a little kid. We grew up going to church with them. And I remember the day the Backyard Burgers opened. They used to be on Bearden Hill. This is before you were born, Brandon. You know where Cookout is now on Bearden Hill?
Yeah.
That was Backyard Burgers.
Okay.
They built that building, and it's been several different things, and they've had several different shops, and they've survived through the years here locally, and they are currently located in Farragut on Kingston Pike, right next to the big Calhouns with the red silo. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows where that is, right?
Yep.
Right next to Pellissippi. And so we're going to be there doing a get-on-the-bus remote a week from tomorrow, next Thursday, the 23rd, from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. Want you all to come out and check us out. Going to be a lot of fun. Love me some Backyard Burgers. So that's going to be cool. Hope to see you out there. Lots of fun. All right, what's going on in our world of sports this afternoon? I guess it would help if I bring up my show notes. We have What You Talking About Champions League. Hot Champions League action headed your way at 5 o'clock in your 5 o'clock hour today. Round two of Champions League. Round one, fraught with controversy. It happens. Every year, there's a controversial round. Fuller got kind of a raw deal, I thought. I may or may not have had a little bit to do with that. But Chase won, right? Yeah, Chase
yes.
won. So Chase is on to the championship round. Today, in the 5 p.m. hour, it'll be Brent, Trevor, and Douglas. And Westchester, you can stop pacing because they have all confirmed their appearances this afternoon. I think they will all be here. Westchester is so mad at himself for missing Champions League on Monday. He just tweeted to me, said he's taking this his role as alternate super seriously, and he's just pacing back and forth waiting to see if he can get in. Doesn't look like he's going to get in today. So we'll get a winner today.
It's tough.
And then we'll get a winner tomorrow. Jamie, Debo, and KJ will go. And then the three winners will face off next week. I haven't decided if we're going to do this Monday or Tuesday yet for What You Talk About Championship. And then that'll be it. And I don't think we're ever going to play this game again.
We'll
I'm
talk
gonna
about
bury
it next year.
No.
You just need to cool off a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Bear. I need to cool off. I'm a little too hot under the collar for you.
I mean, about what you're talking about. I feel like we ought to crown the champion live at Backyard Burgers or get on the bus remote next week. Have a ceremony for the new
game. Yeah, maybe we invite him down. If they want to come down and chat a little bit about it, we could probably do that, unless it's Jamie. I don't know if I feel good about him being live on the airwaves. I don't know. It seemed like a good idea at the time. Just kind of saw an opening, went for it.
Would you have ever believed that me and Jamie would have reached the?
You guys are allies now. Yeah, I mean you.
And we've got more of an enemy of my enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a thing.
What's this I hear about Bear and Brandon having lunch together today?
Well, we're. I don't know if you realize
you guys
this,
are like bonding without me now. I feel weird about that. Like
we get off from our day jobs at the same time. And they're like really close to each other. And we always see each other driving on the way here.
So you decide to meet up.
Well, last week he called me, but he was going somewhere I didn't want to go.
Okay.
So we didn't eat lunch. And today I talked him into going to where I go to eat lunch.
You went to Panera Bread because you're watching your girlish figure.
Yeah.
You had a little salad, maybe? A little soup and salad?
Yeah, soup and a half a sandwich.
Whoa, wait a minute. Brandon, what's so funny?
I don't think I could ever picture Bear eating a salad.
Actually, I do.
You enjoy your roughage?
Yeah.
What did he have, Brandon?
He had some kind of like a...
Say it right. Put some respect on it. It's the greatest sandwich ever.
I don't know what it's called.
This thing's delicious.
What's it called?
The Frontega.
Okay,
chicken
so
panini.
It's like a panini. Hot sandwich, okay. Chicken sandwich. And he had a bowl
Sounds
of soup.
Good. And a bowl of soup. What kind of soup do you have?
French onion.
Okay.
Bistro French onion.
And Brandon was telling me there was an incident.
Oh, there was two incidents. Three,
I mean, wouldn't it be a Bear in Public story without there was a soda fountain-related incident?
Yeah, they made me wait like what, like 10 minutes I had to wait to get my beverage?
So Bear wants Pepsi to drink.
Yeah.
So he goes, weird, man. He goes, Pepsi. Puts his cup under there, gets the drink, takes a sip, and like audibly is disgusted. Like you can tell.
Wait a minute. Time out.
Right.
You took a sip at the fountain?
Yeah, because I could tell because the color wasn't right on the stream.
You don't
coming
take
out.
A sip at the fountain.
Oh, that's
gross.
No.
People are standing there watching.
I took a step back.
Take a sip, and then you put your cup back on the thing.
I took a step back.
You're spreading your germs. You're spreading Bear germs to the entire populace of whoever goes into Panera
Bread. Is this your story or is this Brandon's story?
I'm just saying it's off to a bad start.
Anyway, he's audibly disgusted. He
it was
takes
disgusting.
A sip.
It tasted like battery acid.
So then he goes up and asks them to if they can replace the
back
syrup.
Of the box.
Okay. So somebody's in the back trying to do that. It takes forever.
Uh-huh.
And then I noticed that the kid was lifting it.
And instead of Bear being a reasonable human and just getting a Dr. Pepper or a Diet Pepsi, I don't know, any other drink, he waits for, like he said, almost 10 minutes.
Well, I had to stop at one point because the kid was lifting the box. I mean, those boxes weigh like 75 pounds. He was lifting with his back.
Oh, so now you're coaching up the poor kid at Panera Bread on how to lift a box?
I was like, dude, you're gonna ruin your back doing that. You got to bend at the knees. It's like 125-pound hipster bent straight over at the waist and picked up a 75-pound box of Pepsi syrup and was getting ready to, you know, slip three discs right in front of me.
Like
Russ.
Brandon says, why don't you just get something else, man?
Because I'd been thinking about that lunch for about 2 hours.
And Pepsi,
Pepsi was
is
right
an
at the
essential
core.
Part of
I can only
the
have
lunch.
One a day. I've limited myself now.
Well, get it later.
No. The Panera Pepsi is a premier Pepsi.
How is it any different?
Because it's all when you're talking about fountain drinks, everybody uses a different amount of water when they're mixing it.
Now and you like their mixture.
I love their mixture.
I have heard that, like, McDonald's Coca-Cola from the fountain.
Oh, and they
like
will not
water
tell you.
Down?
No.
No, it's like the best.
Really?
They've got it dialed into a specific, it's real intricate how they do it.
I can't drink, like, regular Coke. Like, if I drink diet soda all day long. But if I get a hold of, like, it's just pure syrup, oh, man, it grosses me out, man. I'm sick just to think about it.
So, anyhow, but then we had a nice lunch.
Bear.
But there's more?
Then,
oh, my God. All right.
Bear.
Yeah.
The pickle incident.
The pickle incident.
He's like, he sees my plate. I got a cold sandwich.
Uh-huh.
He sees my plate. It has a dill spear on it.
Uh-huh.
And he says,
plump and
where's my pickle? And I say,
I thought he ate it, honestly.
I say, it's probably because you got a hot sandwich. And he says, I thought they all got pickles.
It's a sandwich. It's lunch. You give me a pickle.
So then he goes up again. So I'm already halfway done with my sandwich. Bear goes up back up to the counter and asks for a pickle. And he brings back a bowl of two dill spears. And he's like, yeah, you were right. It's only cold sandwiches.
Did they charge you for the dill spears?
Do you think they charged me for the dill spears at that point?
They're like, just get this guy out
of here.
You think
that kid cares?
Just give him what he wants. Get him out of here. We've got a problem customer.
And then I sat down, ate
some
the pickles.
Some kid called the manager. Manager, I know you told me never to call you at home, but we've got a unruly customer in here. He's been ranting about the soda fountain, and now he wants pickles. Should I give him the pickles? Okay, yeah, I'm just going to give him the pickles and hope he leaves. Okay, yeah, goodbye. Thank you.
So then I sit down, and I go to eat my soup.
Wait, you're not done at this point?
No.
You're still...
There's one last thing.
How is the soup still warm? Is it cold at this point?
No, it was still warm. So I pick up the bread because I'm going to dunk it. It's French onion soup. And I look at the piece of bread I got. Have you ever had a piece of French bread where you look at it and it's like hollow?
Yeah.
Well, they gave me a completely hollow piece of bread.
And
you took
the bread back too?
Well, no, not at that point because Brandon was opening his cookie. He was eating dessert. And then I looked down at my phone and realized it was...
That you've been negotiating with the Panera Bread staff for half an hour and maybe you ought to just go ahead and cut your losses and get on with it. A hollow piece of French baguette is not the end of the world.
How many times do I have to tell you, Russ? I was looking forward to the lunch, okay, for 2 hours.
dude, you're not going to Ruth's Chris. It's freaking Panera Bread.
Don't you slander him.
Eat your sandwich and go on with your life.
So I noticed today that a lesson learned. Bear is a little high maintenance.
Yeah. I wouldn't go that far. I want what I paid for, by God.
Well, you want one of the gals in back to come in and rub your shoulders while you're eating?
No, they know me by name down there, though. I'm a frequent flyer. That's my Panera. But I don't have a My Panera card.
Why? Never mind. Just don't answer that. Let's move on. Quick timeout. The drive continues. Fox Sports Knoxville. When we continue, we'll talk about football or something. Stay with us. Fan Run Radio. We're back with more after this.
The drive that doesn't just hang up and listen. The drive.
Fox Sports Knoxville. Yes, several people have told me that evidently, and it's not my style to tee off on other radio stations, other radio hosts, but evidently, were you aware of this? Somebody
snake a straw and try and get a drink of our Kool-Aid?
Somebody evidently is trying to steal the, and I don't even know, like, somebody's doing our shtick about how we make fun of Brandon for not having seen any movies. They're doing the rip on your producer because he's a young millennial who doesn't watch good movies shtick.
Yeah, but his producer's got to be at least in his early 30s, I thought. Regardless.
I don't know. Listen, man, I don't care.
I mean, we aren't Kramer from Seinfeld.
What are you doing? Relax, Brandon.
Hey, careful.
Hey. Huh?
Easy.
What, I can't rip on Brandon now?
Well, not today. We had a good lunch, didn't we, buddy?
Oh, he's under your protection or something?
Well, he's loyal.
Anyway, listen. Pretty good lunch.
Let's not get sidetracked.
Okay, stop.
Here.
Yeah. I don't care. Look, I mean, people been ripping off the drive for ages. I love it, man. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. That's what I always say. It's cool, man. Like, I don't even care. I don't even care. So, it's all good. Don't tell me. I'm not going to do anything about it because I don't care. I kind of like it. 865-546-8200. I did have a better lunch today.
What'd you have?
It was Burger Day down at the Tennessee Tap House.
Ooh. I know you like a good burger.
I had lunch with my boy Chris Burleson, the mortgage pro.
Wow.
And
how is Chris?
He's doing well. He's doing well. He's hooking. He's working my mortgage. Next week's gonna be crazy, dude. So I made a bit of a, I don't know if this is an error in judgment or what, but I'm moving next week.
Yes.
I'm moving on Thursday.
Right.
I've known this for a long time. I scheduled the Backyard Burgers remote on Thursday.
BYB?
Yeah. My wife's not very happy with me right now.
I mean, you know.
That's what I told her is, like, the business world doesn't stop just because I'm moving. Like,
I mean, people want Russ W. Smith. That's what I'm saying. Place of business to, you know.
How will I be able to afford the new Stately Smith Manor if I don't do business with new customers like Backyard Burgers?
I don't know about that, but I mean, how are you going to maintain mine and Brandon's lavish lifestyles?
That's what I'm saying, man. There's a lot of responsibility on my shoulders. It's a lot of pressure. And I forgot, and so I scheduled a remote on the day I'm moving, an all-day remote. I got to sign the papers. All our stuff is going to be on a moving van. They're going to be taking it to the new house and, like, unloading it. And I'm not going to be there for any of it.
I mean, I've got.
Does that make me a bad husband? Am I a bad bad job?
I mean, I can line up a roughneck for that'll carry stuff around.
No, we've got that. we've got it taken care of. I'm not gonna, even if I were there, I wouldn't be lifting anything. Like, I think, like, the entire point of paying for the movers and the van and everything is so you don't have to do it, right? Like, I just want to sit there and say, yeah, put that over there, put that over there.
Are you going to decide any of that? No.
Yeah,
she's
exactly.
She's going to decide the whole thing.
Well, she can do that. Like, what's hard about that? Hey, you put that over there. You put that over there.
I feel like she's being a little bit insensitive towards you.
Thank you. Thank you, Bear.
Yeah, I do. I don't often say that. I mean, I'm usually aligned with, you know, Mrs. Dubs.
She's
always been kind to me.
Yeah. She's all right. I mean, I'm not coming off the top rope on the misses or anything. I'm just saying, I feel like, you know, it's going to be a long week.
I mean, you're a big deal, Russ.
Thank you. Try to be humble about it, you know.
It's not like you to pat yourself on the back, Russ.
Not like me at all.
Huh?
No. Not my style to pat myself on the back, beat my chest.
We'll get through it.
Tell you what a great show The Drive is. Coming up on 7 years in business. Number one in the game. Cranking out the product day after day after day. It's not my style. It's not my style. Not my style to be critical of others. Throw shade at other shows for stealing from The Drive. Not my style. Don't do that. I just show up and crank out the product, man. Every single day. You know what does have me triggered, though?
What's that?
This CBS Sports article that has the best college football team in each state entering the season.
Now, come on, man. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Due to an adjustment, one of my, you know, blood pressure medications.
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to stay calm for the next 48 hours.
Well, I hope none of our friends in Blount County call in then.
No, I've been in the midst of a crimson rage for like
although
hours now.
I would say Bear dropping dead of a heart attack live on air would be a classic Drive moment. Classic Drive moment.
But it's going to take about another 36 hours. So I'm kind of on edge.
You're in an adjustment period?
Yeah.
How about friend of the fan-run brand, Barrett Salee? Everybody loves Barrett. Says Memphis is the best program in the state.
Barrett can go to hell. It is not.
Yes, Tennessee, this is an indictment of the Butch Jones era, Barrett Salee writes. Once a college football doormat, Memphis has rattled off two 10-win seasons since 2014, been an annual contender for the American Athletic Conference title, and has produced high-round draft picks in quarterback Paxton Lynch and wide receiver Anthony Miller, among others. Brandon, you're level-headed. I'm triggered. Bear is triggered. Are we right on this? I feel like Barrett's kind of trolling us, man. Like, they've had the better record, but they play in a crap league. Their quarterback is gone. Anthony Miller's gone. Butch is gone. I feel like Tennessee is the best team in the state.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you, Odd. This is, I mean, but I think if you're going for what Barrett's going for, cut and dry, black and white, just looking at the records for the past, I don't know how long that they looked at for this, but coming into this season, I think you do have to give it to Memphis, just looking at it based on that, not taking anything else into account.
Well, last year, they were the better team. They would have wore us out last year. They would have put 60 points on the board. I mean, you can't discount. Like, yeah, Butch Jones is the reason for that, but this is best team in the state entering 2018. That's the title of this article. I don't see how you could pick Memphis the best team in the state entering 2018. Riley Ferguson's gone. Anthony Miller is gone. We've got David Johnson, their wide receivers coach and ace recruiter now. We could have hired that dude if we wanted to, Mike Norvell. We didn't want to, man. We wanted a big boy football coach. We got that. Butch is gone. We got our big boy football coach. We got easily the most talent on a roster in the state of Tennessee. And now we don't have Butch Jones coaching all that talent. I don't see how you can say Memphis is the best team in the state entering the season.
I feel like Barrett's trolling. I think he knows us.
But that's not his style.
He's probably sitting there thinking, you know, Brandon, Russ, and Bear is going to really rile them up. I think I'll slip this in there. I mean, you're right. He doesn't normally troll. I mean, I guess I could see, you know, coming from Brandon, what he was saying. You might think that, but.
They've got TCU as the best team in the state of Texas. That's got to, like, whoever thought we'd be there.
Right.
Yeah. Trying to see if there are any other.
Has Texas been in the wilderness as long? Well, I mean, they had the natty with Vince Young, but they fell off. Their fall was much more drastic and sharp.
He's got Central Florida, the best team in the state of Florida.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't believe. I don't buy it now.
Yeah, but I mean that's kind of
the best team in Florida right now.
Yeah, I mean, again, coming into the season, right?
Right.
Coming into the season, I feel like, yeah, that would be probably Miami. I would probably go with Bear. I mean, they're a borderline top 10 team this year. Boy, that's going to be a fun game, them playing LSU to open up the season.
So they're going to play LSU. They're going to play Clemson and Florida State?
Miami? I mean, Clemson's a league game for them, yeah.
Okay, no, I thought you were talking about LSU.
Like, I know it says best team entering the 2018 season, but I feel like he's basing it off of last year's results.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think
– clearly he is. I mean
with UCF and Memphis, I mean –
Maybe the title of the article is wrong. Maybe he was writing it, you know, taking everything into account. I think if the title of the article is best team in the state entering the 2018 season – I think it's got to be Tennessee and probably Miami down there in Florida. I think if you're looking at who is the healthiest program after the 2017 season, that was clearly Memphis last year. It was clearly Central Florida last year. By the way, speaking of Clemson, did you see how about this series? Clemson and LSU going to play?
Yeah, I thought that's what we were talking about.
What?
I thought I heard, at one point you said LSU. We can go back and check the tape later.
Yeah, LSU's playing Miami to open up the season.
That's what I said. LSU's also playing. I meant to say they're starting a series with Clemson.
And yeah, also in 10 years.
Is it 10 years?
Yeah.
I thought it was like 21, 22.
2025 and 2026. Got it? Both named Tigers. Both play in a stadium nicknamed Death Valley. I feel like this should be a loser leaves town match. Whoever loses can't call their stadium Death Valley anymore. Wouldn't that be cool? They'll never
agree to it. I
thought
about that earlier. They have to strike Death Valley off their
Yeah. Do you feel like one team has a claim to it more than the other?
Yes, LSU does. The reason they call it Death Valley is because that's stupid Howard's Rock. He says he picked it up in Death Valley. I guarantee you.
Oh, really? Crazy. I didn't know that.
The rock that they touched.
Who started Death Valley first? Do we know?
Doesn't matter. LSU's Death Valley.
I don't know, man. I feel like whoever did it first, they're both imposing stadiums.
I don't think you could playing at Clemson's in the same.
It's in the same ballpark. They're both. I would agree. LSU's a little bit louder. I've been to both. Have you been to both?
8 o'clock on a raucous Saturday night. Yeah, I've been to both.
I've been to games at both, and I would agree that LSU's a little bit louder, but a little bit. I mean, they're in the same ballpark.
LSU's a lot more fun.
I feel like whoever used Death Valley first gets priority for the nickname.
All right, we'll look into it at the break.
Brandon's on it. Stay with us. The drive continues. We'll open up the McKinney team phone lines here this afternoon. What do you think about that? Is Memphis the best team in the state right now? Entering the season, is Memphis on more solid footing than UT? 865-546-8200. 546-8200. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Drive. I told you there'd be shows like this.
This is The Drive.
Back here on The Drive, it is Fox Sports Knoxville, live from your fan-run studios. Russell, Barron, Brandon, taking your phone calls at 865-546-8200. 546-8200 if you want to jump in here this afternoon on the show. Good time out at Jet's Pizza yesterday. Hung out for a minute, met with some listeners, and I had a cerveza or two. Got home and kind of chilled out on the couch last night. Watched a little Hard Knocks. This season of Hard Knocks is really good, man. And it hit me why it's good.
How many episodes in are we now?
Last night was the second episode.
Okay, I can watch now.
It dawned on me, the Browns are just what this show needed. The Browns, yeah, they're a train wreck, but they are interesting. You can't deny that. It's an interesting story. Watching this dysfunctional organization, they've hired a new GM. This Dorsey guy seems to kind of have it together. Hugh Jackson is really likable. You're pulling for him. So they're a legitimate protagonist. You can't watch this season of Hard Knocks and not pull for the Cleveland Browns. And it hit me, you know, they're an interesting story. There's a lot of positive narrative there this season that just hasn't been there in years past. The Browns are interesting. The Texans weren't. The Falcons weren't. The Rams weren't. Like, you just have to have a team that anybody's going to be interested in. And I was thinking about, like, yeah, I mean, I would be – there are certain teams that just lend – you would love to see the behind the scenes with the Patriots, whether you like them or not. The Browns are really interesting. I would love to see the Titans, but nobody else would, right? Titans fans would you would love to see your team featured on Hard Knocks, but
– I'd love to see – get a look at the Redskins and figure out what it is they do to make just year after year the most boneheaded – dumbass decisions ever in the history of football.
Yeah, I mean, they might be a good candidate here in years coming up, but two episodes in, and I'm all in on Hard Knocks this year. It's been really good. The Hugh Jackson storyline, as I said, he's really likable. And then conversely, maybe it's just me. I don't know. Are you watching this, Brandon? Have you seen any of Hard Knocks this year?
Yeah, I've watched both.
I just find Baker Mayfield extraordinarily unlikable. Is that just me? You like him?
I don't dislike him.
He seems cocky and arrogant, silver spoon in his mouth type guy. And I know that's like he was a walk-on or whatever, and he's kind of pulled himself up by his bootstraps. But, you know, maybe that's unfair. But for
he's carrying a clipboard this year. Tyrod Taylor's a starter.
For now. I mean, they didn't draft Baker Mayfield number one overall to sit on the bench very long. So, I find him extraordinarily unlikable, but that's good for TV, for Hard Knocks. It builds narrative. The Antonio Callaway stuff yesterday was really interesting, the way they set it up where he had his – he wasn't arrested, but he was cited for a weed possession.
I'm not a grass expert.
And
– you can give a spoiler alert to any of our listeners that might not have seen it?
No. Okay. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen Hard Knocks, and you turn it down for a minute because – I mean, did you not know Antonio Callaway had been busted?
I mean, we've already talked about it.
But the way they framed it as, okay, he had this thing, and then they show him at practice the next day, and he hasn't told anybody.
You could tell he was so clammed up, didn't want to say anything.
And their coaches are coming up and they're like, dude, you all right? You all right? Like, what's going on? And he's just like, just tell them, man. Just tell them. They're going to find out. You ain't hiding this. And then it shows the meeting after it comes out, and they bring him in to talk to Hugh Jackson and John Dorsey, and they're like, look, man, we're disappointed. We believe you. Do you think, Brandon, they really are buying his story that his car came up from Florida, it wasn't his weed, he didn't even know it was in there, or do you think they're just trying to avoid conflict with this player who's obviously pretty talented.
I think they're just trying to avoid conflict. There's no way they believe that. Given his past, there's no way they believe it.
Yeah, that's about as believable as Brandon Chicken. Did they cover the – I saw a video on Twitter last night where Jarvis Landry, like, drilled somebody, DB, right in the head with a football. I mean, he's wearing his helmet. But he got mad, I guess, because the guy took him all the way to the ground.
Was that last night? I didn't see that.
The video was out last night on Twitter, and then it started a brawl, so I guess that'll be
next
week.
Oh, yeah, that'll probably be next week. You're seeing all these training camp brawls now. All those videos are coming out.
That was I found myself rooting for Jarvis Landry, honestly.
Oh, yeah, he's
– he's fiery?
Yeah, he's exactly what they need, man. If they get this thing turned around and can – and heck, man, winning 4 or 5 games for them would be a huge step in the right direction.
I think if they rush Baker Mayfield in, they're going to ruin him.
I would agree. I think if they, I think Landry, you know, if they do get it turned around, I think Landry's going to be a big part of it because he is, he's what they need. And then the final thing I'll say, how much of a character is Greg Williams? You talk about the comic relief aspect of the show. That dude is fantastic.
I hate his guts.
You think after the whole, after the whole Bounty Gate thing that he would have mellowed out?
Yeah, you would
think. Took a chill pill. No.
And I don't even think, like, would it surprise anybody if the Bounty Gate stuff that he got busted for is actually pretty commonplace in the NFL?
Yeah, I'm sure it is, but my problem with it, he had a bounty out on Peyton Manning, and it got collected. I mean, you go back to some of those early Colts-Titans games, and they'd, you know, the ball would be gone. They'd pick Peyton up and just drive him to the ground head first.
He's a nut, man. He is an absolute psycho, and it's good for the show. By the way, did you see this? Cleveland, when they win a game, if they win a game, surely they'll win a game this year. Anheuser-Busch, who does Bud Light, they are the official beer of the NFL and 28 of its 32 teams, including the Browns. Earlier this week, says that they're going to begin placing 8-foot victory fridges filled with Bud Light bottles in 10 Cleveland area bars that purchase them. And when the clock strikes zero on the Browns' first win, their last win was week 16 of the 2016 season against the Chargers. When they win, and I don't know how they're going to do this, like some sort of central atomic clock or something, but evidently the magnets that keep the fridges locked are all going to be turned off simultaneously as soon as the clock hits zero, and the fridges open, and whoever's in those bars, Cleveland fans, can just take the beer. It's free beer. Is this a good idea or a horrible idea?
Given the nature, I know what you're about to say, Bear. Given the nature of Browns fans, I would lean toward that being a bad idea.
Well, it seems like so. There's only 100. Like,
I mean, it's not like it's a great. They aren't going to get the city of Cleveland drunk.
So there's 200 to 300 16-ounce aluminum bottles in each fridge, and they've got it so that a fan has to be inside the bar when the clock strikes zero so that they can card the person at the door to make sure everybody is of age and everything. It's like, okay, you've done your – but my thing is, if you've got 100 people in a bar and they're Browns fans and they're going crazy, they're anticipating because, like, they know they're winning and they're surrounding this thing, they're going to rip that thing open, probably break the fridge.
Well, no, they won't. And then, no.
They won't?
No.
They won't?
Have you seen it?
It's no, like, I haven't seen the fridge.
It's like a glass. It's like
glass? Okay, go ahead.
You done? Okay. It's kind of like a glass, you know, like a reach-in like you see behind a bar with a glass door refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
And then it's got, like, this heavy chain link going around it with this giant master padlock.
Uh-huh.
And I think what they'll probably do is, I mean, you know that they're going to have pictures. That, you know, everybody's going to get a beer. I don't think it's going to be as crazy as you think. Like, they're going to just destroy this refrigerator and you know.
They're going to rip that door off, break the glass. Somebody's going to get cut. Like, people are going to be reaching and grabbing three or four beers at a time. Fights are going to break out as soon as the beer is gone because people are going to be mad that they didn't get a beer while, like, the alpha dogs of the pack have, like, six beers. Like, they're hoarding them to themselves. People are going to be, like, shaking them up and busting them open. It's going to be pandemonium. It's going to be absolute insanity.
I beg to differ.
Mark the tape. Mark the tape. Feel like Russell's got another I told you so coming if the Browns actually win a game this year. Mark the tape. Take a quick break. It is The Drive. Fox Sports Knoxville. We'll get right to the phones when we continue. Titans Bill coming up next. A couple of more as well. We're loaded. Stay with us. Not loaded like Cleveland fans after they win their first game. Unloaded from a caller perspective. We got full lines. Stay with us. The Drive continues on Fox Sports Knoxville.
The Drive. We're tuned in to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
Fox Sports Knoxville, The Drive continues. The McKinney team hotline open at 865-546-8200. Go like Travis and Emily McKinney's Facebook page or visit ZillowKnoxville.com to learn more. Titans Bill is up first today on The Drive. Good afternoon, Titans Bill.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going very well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay. I'll tell you, if I had to make my prediction in pro football, the divisions, I'm going to go with the NFC North.
Wait, Titans Bill.
Bill.
Are you about to give us predictions for all eight NFL divisions? Is that what's about to happen?
That's what I'm going to do.
Titans Bill, I love you, buddy. I can't allow that. I can't abide by that. It's gonna take. Like, I've only got 4 minutes left in the segment, man. Tell you what, give me your AFC divisional predictions real quickly, and then you call back tomorrow and give us the NFC, okay?
Okay. NFC, Minnesota, Philadelphia.
Just let him go.
Okay. Yeah, Minnesota, Philadelphia,
and
you're wrong there. Washington's gonna
hold it. Let him
win
finish.
It.
Philly in the NFC East, Minnesota in the North. I could see that. That sounds reasonable so far.
And in the West.
The Rams.
Seattle.
Okay. And then who you got in the South?
In the South, New Orleans.
Okay. Safe picks. Safe picks. Anybody, you disagree? What did you disagree on, Bear? What bone do you have to pick?
NFC East, NFC West. NFC North.
Who do you think is going to win the East instead of this defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia
Eagles? Washington Redskins. NFC West, Los Angeles Rams.
Go ahead, Titans Bill.
NFC North, the Green Bay Packers.
You're living in Fantasy Island, Bear.
Now, you are, big boy.
The Redskins. Are the Redskins even fielding a team this year? Like, what's the point anymore with them?
Anyway, their draft choice is out for the season. You know that running back?
Geis.
Yeah.
So you're taking pleasure in a young man's career possibly being altered and that poor kid having to have major surgery, Bill. How can you sleep at night, Bill? How can you sleep, buddy?
Well, I'll tell you what, I sleep awfully fine, but I'll tell you one thing. If you're I believe you're in Fantasy Island without Ricardo Montalban.
Ricardo Montalban. He's a good actor.
Back tattoo
in the
there, Hervé Villacheve.
He's a great actor. Okay. Let me go with the AFC North. Jacksonville, Tennessee finishes second.
They aren't in the AFC North, buddy.
AFC South.
Okay.
Excuse me. AFC North. Pittsburgh.
You know, Roethlisberger got knocked out at practice yesterday, right? Like knocked out.
You let the man finish. He's given his NFL divisional predictions.
Okay, go ahead, Bill.
AFC West. I'll tell you what, I'm picking Kansas City, but I'll tell you what, I hate to say this, look out for the Raiders.
You know, my favorite.
Even though I dislike John Gruden.
Yeah.
Now, did any division that I miss?
You know my favorite Ricardo Montalban role?
Con.
That was good. Yeah, Con. Con! Have you seen
me before you do
Have
that.
You seen The Wrath of Con? Have you seen any Star Trek? No, I'm not asking you, Titans Bill. Brandon, have you seen The Wrath of Con?
No.
Have you seen any of the original Star Trek movies?
No.
My favorite Ricardo Montalban role, The Naked Gun. Have you seen The Naked Gun?
No.
Oh, my God. You haven't seen The Naked Gun? Brandon, what are you doing with your life, pal? He plays the dude who hits the button that makes Reggie Jackson want to go kill the queen, remember? I must kill the queen. I must kill the queen. You've seen Naked Guns from the Files of Police Squad, haven't you, Titans Bill?
Yeah, I've seen them.
What a classic. Frank Drebin?
Yeah, the late, great Leslie Nielsen.
And who can forget Orenthal James Simpson as Nordberg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Priscilla Presley?
Yeah.
Well,
I remember her.
I remember. She's still
okay,
alive.
Okay, and I'll tell you one team that I would consider a sleeper that you maybe look out for, and they're also in the NFC North, Detroit. They could be giving some people trouble.
I had that new coach.
Oakland only beat them 16-10 last weekend.
Ricardo Montalban
Titans
also starred
12, Bill.
As Captain Esteban in the 1974 TV movie The Mark of Zorro.
I love Ricardo Montalban.
Thank you, Titans Bill. We got to run.
4-12.
Okay.
Hour number two of The Drive coming up.